This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named James Harrington, JAMESHARRINGTON. Date of birth 04/28/1960. Date of appointment 3/20/2025. Requesting physician Joseph DeMaria, JOSEPHDEMARIAMD. Dear Dr. DeMaria, I have the pleasure of seeing James Harrington today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 64-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who went to sleep one day and woke up with the right wrist drop. He's getting better. He has a history of multiple sclerosis for the last 2 years. Patient does not know who diagnosed him multiple sclerosis and exactly how many years he is having this diagnosis. He does not know where the MRI done. He does not know he ever tried with any medication for MS. He came into the office in a stretcher. Past medical history. Osteomyelitis. Moderate protein, calorie, malnutrition, pressure ulcers, right wrist drop, abnormal weight loss, osteoarthritis, major depression, atrial fibrillation, chronic gastritis, benign prostatic hyperplasia, infection and inflammatory reaction due to indwelling urethral catheter, obstructive and reflux uropathy, nutritional anemia, GERD, cellulitis, hypotension, altered mental status, overactive bladder, localized edema, polyneuropathy, muscle spasm, pressure ulcers, multiple sclerosis. Past surgical history, excisional debridement of the bilateral hip pressure ulcers. An excisional debridement by trauma. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Medication, sertraline 25 milligram daily, tamsulosin, aspirin 81 milligram, diltiazem, pantoprazole, calcium, sucralfate, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, is a single, he lives in the nursing home, family history, mother deceased, father deceased, one brother alive and healthy, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he's having a contractures of the extremities, right wrist drop, physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels on present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides. Motor system examination, strength upper extremity 5 over 5 except right upper extremity 4 over 5 and weakness of the right radial nerve and extensors of the wrist present. Bilateral lower extremity is spastic, contracted. Muscle strength is 1 over 5. He came to the office in a stretcher. Deep tendon reflexes. Upper Before that, the left upper extremity 4 over 5. Deep tendon reflexes 3 over 4, plantar responses, flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 64-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, multiple sclerosis. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, right radial palsy. Number 4, muscle spasticity. Next paragraph. His right wrist drop is due to the compression of the radial nerve, probably at the and in the arm. Patient will improve slowly. He can use the wrist splint at night. He can do exercises on the right hand. Patient will improve slowly. For spasticity, baclofen can be increased to 10 mg 4 times daily. In my opinion, it is too late to start any medication for MS. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.